This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
And there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will. And it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. Lots of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. And, you know, in the nation, visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And also newcaliforniastate.com. Big day on January 1st for New California State. And also for in remembrance of Ranel Singh, Corporal Ranel Singh, as about 30, 40 of us trekked off to where? Newman, California, and paid tribute to Ranel Singh. More on that later. Fox News, we are the lead on Fox News. New California Today, which is also kind of nice to see that, but the tribute to Ranel Singh is paramount in also stopping the totalitarians. I mean, that's why you got to have a fight somewhere, right? So you might as well just stop the totalitarians cold, and that's what we're doing right now. Anyway, so welcome aboard. Like I said, a lot of things happening. You can also... Where's that at here? Well, actually, I'm looking around my desktop. Haven't had time to tidy up the desktop here. As I look around, I'm going, wait a minute. So anyway, visit our website, like I said, a21r.com. Take the shortcut. Take the shortcut. Well, the government is still shut down. Do you guys feel any different? Now, if you're in the Border Patrol and you're not getting your paycheck, the pay cycles and all that are all in this last pay cycle, they missed it. You're going to be in a little bit of trouble. I'm sure there's going to be some loans that are going to be granted at very low interest rates from some of the credit unions that service these fine men and women at the border. I'm absolutely positive that that's just sort of the way these things roll, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm certain that there's going to be that sort of thing happening. Also, a lot of problems at the border on January or the New Year's Eve yesterday morning. And the reason is because, well, they wanted to come across the border. Now, there's a surge again. There's going to be another surge at the border. And Donald Trump should close down everything. Just close it down. You know, until the wall has had. In other words, he needs $5 billion to build that wall. And they're not willing to give it. I guess Nancy and Chuck E. Schumer are, they've been invited anyway. Now, remember, they get sworn in tomorrow. Oh, my God. And they, what's really interesting is that they think they have a position of strength because they have, well, they have the House. And, again, how many people did they get from the House? They say they claim 40. They got an additional 7 out of California. I think it was 7 or 8 out of California. I mean, gosh, I just kind of crack up because before the election, are you ready for this? California, remember, there's 53 members of the House of Representatives from California, and we lost 7 seats. Now, oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to tell you that 39 of those seats belong to, yeah, you got it. So we only had 14, so you lost 7, and I got another 7. They picked up. Now, all these seats that they lost, it's almost a joke now because of the voting system that they had in place, which is now nationwide. The whole country has it. And this is the whole provisional ballot thing. So they're going to come on board. Oh, we picked up 40 seats. We got 40 seats in. Right, right. If you take away the voting fraud, you probably only had about maybe 10 seats you picked up. That's really the reality because this voter fraud all the way around the nation is what has brought you this this Congress, in my opinion. It's ill-gotten gains, and, of course, then you have the illegal immigration. In other words, the illegal foreign nationals that are just absolutely invading the country. Blatantly invading the country, and of course we now know that there's an even greater caravan. Now, notice that it was in March and April when we had Pueblo Sin Frontera, that mounted what was considered to be the very first caravan, and it wasn't the first. It was the first that gained notoriety on the national stage. That's the key thing. These caravans have been had. They've been organizing these things for years, ladies and gentlemen. Excuse me. It is time for a fresh brewed cup of Agenda 21 coffee. Oh, man. Somebody said yesterday, I should market Agenda 21 coffee because I express myself about my coffee. Listen, I can't. I have to have it. I'm a coffee fiend. Listen, the Bucks place got nothing on my coffee. I got to tell you, I have real man style coffee in Agenda 21 coffee. Here I am just singing the blues. I should be marketing my own man styled brew. I did have to tell you though. Speaking of coffee, I know I'm diverting here. I did stop at a place. Where were they going? Saturday morning. Okay. Forgot to mention yesterday. Maybe I didn't mention it yesterday. But Christmas, was it Christmas Day? No, Sunday. Sunday. We went back up to Paradise. But we spent quite a few hours up there. And we figured out a lot of things, by the way. And I will express myself, in the third hour. But I did have a delicious, delicious cup of coffee. I was just kind of like, I got in the truck, I took off, I bought this cup of coffee. And I'm driving down the road and I take a sip and I go, oh my God, put on the brakes, go back there and find out what that brew was. And I'm not going to tell you where it's at. No, but it's on Highway 99 in California. And I am not going to tell you which one it was, but I'll tell you it was an outstanding. I'm going to go back and find out. See, I want to find out. I'm going to spy on their coffee. I want to find out what it was. It was one of the finest cups I've ever had, besides my own, of course, besides Agenda 21 Radio Brew Man Style. But it was definitely man up and drink the coffee. It was just unbelievable. So anyway, but that better than any of the coffees I've ever had, other than mine. Of course. Good. Didn't ever say it's better than mine. Anyway, so much for the coffee. Getting back to the real situation with the caravan. Okay, you remember that caravanning has been around for a long time. It's a very, very highly organized and sophisticated network that they have of bringing these illegal foreign nationals. And, you know, we even played some clips. It's interesting now because the Center on Immigration, in which we've had some of the guests, I can't remember which. We're get, boy, now that I'm thinking, and everybody is just texting me right now. I get your text. In fact, it's kind of interesting. Here I am on the West Coast, and all of a sudden, East Coasters start texting me. Just seconds earlier. Anyway, but the sophistication now is starting to be explained openly and publicly. It's kind of interesting. The Center for Immigration put out this video that we played on Monday, because remember, it was New Year's Eve. This is the last time we did a live show. It was New Year's Eve, and we were playing this thing, and it was explaining John Q. Public, finally, about the level of sophistication of these immigration, the immigration system that they have going forward, and how sophisticated it is, and how secretive it is, and how covert it is. So the big question is, if these things are so covert, and they're not just open, you know, thinking open caravanning, there's a place in which they become open caravanning. And the covertness of these operations, starting in, let's say, Venezuela, in Colombia, getting into Panama, and so how openly, how secretly, and covertly these things are, it brings you to the thought that, why are they being so covert there? That's because they do not want to message American authorities about the numbers coming up until they can, get joined up with others. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $10,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Well, I'm sorry. You know, I keep giving out the old one, but my mistake, it's newcaliforniastate.com is the other one. A21R.com. A21R.com. That's the one that you must remember. Yeah, you must remember that. Anyway, okay, so we're talking about the level of sophistication of these covert and... when I say this, covert operations to bring illegal immigrants across the border. And it all starts down in South America, and it kind of has a funneling effect, but it's all being secretive. They just don't march in caravans from Venezuela on up. No, they don't do that. And we're talking about not Venezuelans. OTVs, other than Venezuelans. And listen, these people are starving down there. How's that Maduro thing working out for you? How's that dictatorship working out for you down there? Kind of, Jerry Brown, are you taking some lessons, bro? By the way, his days are numbered. His name, Caput. That would be Jerry Brown. Thank God. Well, then we have Gavin Newsom, who's supposed to be worse. I do know one thing, and I'm going to sing the Gavin Newsom praises here. Actually, he's a very good family man, from what I understand. Jerry Brown has no family; he has no kids, which does not make a huge statement about him. Absolutely, it does. Anyway, so getting back to this whole thing, this caravanning thing. If you think about it, so you've got Venezuela to Mexico. Basically, all being covert. Well, it's actually up to Nicaragua. Being covert. But then it becomes less covert as they caravan and get on the big white buses. Yeah, they get on buses. They're blatant about it. And so they start gathering in Nicaragua in large masses. And then they start being bussed around in large masses. And then they get their way to the border in large masses. Right? And who pays for those buses? Guys like George Soros. Yeah, guys like George Soros. MoveOn.org. Get it? MoveOn.org. Those kind of folks. Uh-huh. You got it. They're helping to do this. They're facilitating this. But that's okay. We just let them do it, right? Well, it's something wrong with the picture, isn't it? The deep state is deeper than we think, even within the Border Patrol. Oops, I can't say that. I just did. Yeah, the deep state's everywhere. It's ubiquitous in our system. And it must be cleaned out. That's what Donald Trump knows about. It must be cleaned out. So we can keep these illegal immigrants from coming across the border and assassinating Corporal Sings of Newman, California. Yeah, that's what we needed to do. Of course, we didn't have an OTV or OTM there. We had an M. See, other than Mexican, get it? That's a label that was utilized by... the American Land Forces Institute, is they were training the Texas Rangers back in 09 and 10. And we were interviewing them on the radio, and they kept talking about these OTVs that are coming across the borders. at the time, thousands of them then in 09 and 10. And what do you think we have now? This is the invasion that's happening now. And they're using our laws against us. And people like Pelosi and Schumer are facilitating it. And what are they going to do tomorrow when they go in and swear in? Oh, they're going to go against Donald Trump and say, oh, we got the House, brother. And you're going to do as we say. You're going to heal. Donald Trump, you're going to heal. Right. It's going to be interesting to see how that works out for them, isn't it? You're going to heal, Donald Trump. You can just see Nancy Pelosi walking into the White House with her leathers on, in her chains and her whips. And she's going to be the dominatrix that Trump has been looking for. Well, at least that's what she thinks. That's the visual. That's the fantasy that she has in her mind right now. And she hasn't even elected yet. Now, I know that what's going to happen, this is going to be a caricature. One of these guys who writes cartoons, Garrison, I think his name, he's going to do something with Nancy Pelosi and whips and chains, walking into the White House, strutting into the White House, and Donald sitting there chained to his desk by his neck. Oh, boy. I really believe that's what they think they're going to do. And again, what's Donald's response going to be? He's just going to shut the border down, as he should. He's going to shut it down. No. Listen, right now he's beefed it up with the military. He's got barbed wire all over the place. And we now know that what's going to happen is they're going to go to Texas as opposed to Tijuana. So Texas, here we go. It's your turn again. Of course, it's always been going on in Texas. The facilitation with the churches and the organizations across our border, on our side, getting billions of dollars of subsidies to handle these people, right? Modern-day slavery going on right here in America. Yes, Mazda. That sort of thing is going on right now. Blatant. Trafficking in human flesh and slavery. So where are we going to go with this now? Well, we're going to close the border. That's my point. He's going to close it. He's got no options. You know, he's got to keep us free from invasion. You see, it's not just the human cost and toll. It's the economic one, of course. It influences businesses badly. Although you have those that are on the left, we don't need no stinking borders. And again, this is their argument. Mitt Romney comes out today and blasts Donald Trump. Read that, I guess, in the Wall Street Journal editorial. He's not even been sworn in yet as a senator. He's a newbie. He's a freshman senator. But he ran for president, so he's got some sort of clout, right? He can write these disparaging things about Donald Trump. Mitt Romney is the classic globalist who does not care about American borders or sovereignty. He hates it. That's the way he rolls. So he's just the classic globalist. I mean, that's what he is. So he fits right in with Pelosi. And again, we're going to separate, and we already started talking about this. I'm surprised we got a Mitt Romney in there as a senator. Of course, that's the globalist working out of Utah. Oh, there's globalists in Utah. You bet. How many of those people are getting paid big bucks to hold these immigrants on this side of the border? Hey, listen, everybody, we gotta get this out. We gotta talk about this. People getting big bucks to harbor these people. They're on the receiving end of slavery. And trafficking in human flesh and slavery. That's what these people are. People don't realize it, but that's the case. Anyway, a21r.com is our website. Visit that. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. By the way, New California, Rinelle Singh was the lead on Fox National today. I wonder why. How about paying tribute to someone who was killed by an illegal foreign national? We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with all present at the Agenda 21 show.
So Mitt Romney decides that he's going to be the better man, right?
Right.
Mitt Romney. Our boy Mitt. No, I'm talking about catcher's Mitt. No, Mitt Romney. How can a guy, is Mitt Romney Mitchell or what's the deal with Mitt Romney? I don't know. Here we go. He acts quickly. Let's see what we got here.
Mitt Romney heading for a primary runoff in Utah after failing to secure the GOP nomination for the U.S. Senate. The 2012 presidential nominee also revealing he isn't a sure guarantee. to support Trump in 2020, saying, quote, I will make that decision down the road as a person of political experience. If I endorse someone, I'll want to know what's in it for Utah and what help would he provide us on key priorities in Utah. Here to weigh in, former Trump campaign pollster John McLaughlin. John, thanks for joining us this morning. Great. So first of all, these numbers and the fact that he didn't hit 60% at the convention, does that surprise you?
No, because it's not the party of the GOP establishment swamp anymore. This is the party of Donald Trump. And Donald Trump is more popular, even in Utah, than Mitt Romney. And Mitt Romney, the latest poll was in February. He only had 60% of the vote against an unknown person. So this time, 60% means it's a 60-40 primary. He goes to a convention and won't endorse Trump right before. These are Trump people. Trump, I mean, this is the party of change. It's the party of Donald Trump, where we know that in our last national poll, Republicans want change, 84-11. They like Donald Trump. 83% approve. It's over 90% of Republican primary voters.
So you say 84-11 want change.
Right.
Is Mitt Romney part of that 11? I mean, has the establishment not learned the lesson of Trump?
He hasn't learned. He should have. Donald Trump, President Trump, endorsed him when he announced for the race, and he has not endorsed Donald Trump. And Donald Trump has done good things for Utah. He's opened up federal lands for economic development. He's got good relations with the LDS church leaders. Senator Hatch likes him. He tried to keep Senator Hatch there because he's done a lot. But he also, former Governor Huntsman, who's very popular, he appointed him to ambassador of Russia. So Donald Trump has changed the Republican Party. And even in Utah, and Mitt Romney, it's a mistake because it looks like he's using it as a stepping stone to run for president again. And that's a huge mistake because it opens up. This is the second time he's lost to a Kennedy for U.S. Senate. He lost in Massachusetts. This opens up his liberal record.
Well, so it sure does. I mean, or he could be a never-Trumper senator from Utah, which people have seen and have rejected. Where does he ultimately get elected? I mean, if
he should.
Does he win the primary?
By the way, after this mistake, he's now got a real primary. He's got to double down. The first thing he needs to do is return the favor to Donald Trump, endorse Donald Trump for president in 2020, put to rest any idea that he's going to run again because people are still mad. He lost to Barack Obama. He blew the race in the last week. He was ahead of Obama after the debates and blew the race in the last week. People don't want to have that happen again.
Well, and John, you pointed out through your polling that folks that have run half and half on Trump have not run as strong as people who have endorsed and understood the movement that brought him to the presidency. John McLaughlin, thank you for your time.
Okay, so what that was is just a little bit of an assessment by John McLaughlin about the 2020 race a while back. But what happened with Mitt Romney is he came out with a real scathing op-ed. And basically, the op-ed was very, very, I guess you would say, this is what he says, that Trump has not risen to the mantle of the office. Said, published in the Post on Tuesday, Romney's piece reiterated past thoughts about Trump. This is while Trump wasn't his first choice to be the Republican presidential nominee in 2016. He hoped the billionaire businessman would rise to the occasion to lead and unite the United States. Romney said, he quote, he's found that the president's actions have proven otherwise. On balance, his conduct over the past 2 years, particularly his actions this month, is evidence that the president has not risen to the mantle of the office. Gee, Mitt, how do you really feel? Mitt Romney. So he's going to get slammed, and he has, of course. Donald Trump tweets this morning. Here we go with Mitt Romney. But so fast, question will be, is he a flake? And my answer, this is off of his tweet. I just quoted his. My answer is absolutely he's a Jeff Flake. He looks like him. He acts like him. No, I'm just kidding. He's got some similarities. There's some phenotypical relationships you can see there. Romney says, I hope not. Says, this is going back to the tweet now. Would much prefer that Mitt focus on border security and so many other things where he can be helpful. I won big And he didn't. He is such a good writer, this Trump guy. He should be happy for all Republicans and be a team player and win. But no, if you're winning, go ahead and lose. That's Mitt Romney. If you're winning, go ahead and lose. There's another thing here. Let's see what else is. We've got another little gambit here. I'm going to run a commercial. Oh, here we go. Brett Baer.
Good evening and welcome to Washington. I'm Ed Henry in for Brett Baer. The partial government shutdown now into its second week and stretching into a new year. Republicans and Democrats remain at a standstill over the president's demand for $5 billion to fund a border wall between the U.S. and Mexico. Both sides digging in further today. In an exclusive New Year's interview with Fox, the president declared he's ready to make a deal, but it's Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer who are on vacation, as the two Democratic leaders just moments ago revealed a new plan to get the government back open, but not until their party takes over the House, perhaps so they can try to claim credit. We have live Fox team coverage on the developments breaking this hour. Kristen Fisher covering all the movement on Capitol Hill today, but we kick things off with correspondent Kevin Cork with how the president is spending the last day of 2018. Good evening, Kevin.
Evening, Ed. Simply speaking, this is President Trump's red line, but unlike a previous president's similar proclamation, at least for now, this one appears to be holding. It was the most Trumpian of ways to end the year, with the president posting a blizzard of tweets to close out 2018, an online onslaught aimed mostly at Democrats who he blamed for the partial government shutdown and not funding his promised border wall, urging them to come back from vacation now and give us the votes necessary for border security, including the wall. You voted yes in 2006 and 2013. One more yes, but with me in office, I'll get it built and fast. Adding, Dems should get back here and fix now. In an interview with Fox News' Pete Hegseth, set to air later this evening, the president had a simple message. No wall funding, no deal.
I'm here. I'm ready to go. It's very important. A lot of people are looking to get their paycheck. And so I'm ready to go anytime they want. No, we are not giving up. We have to have border security. And the wall is a big part of border security, the biggest part.
While Democrats, like California Congressman Adam Schiff, have accused the president of breaking his promise that Mexico would pay for the wall, the White House says it's Democrats who have conveniently forgotten their previous support for strong border security.
I prefer Chuck Schumer 2006 and 2009 to Chuck Schumer 2018 and 19, where he has amnesia about how he voted for the Secure Fences Act, how he said enhanced border security is a good way to keep out illegal immigration.
As the shutdown calendar continues to flip with no apparent end in sight, a number of Trump administration officials have been eager to make the case for the president's position, with Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen visiting the southern border, where hundreds of apprehended illegal migrants were released at bus stations.
I don't know if you know that they release everybody at the bus stations. Bus stations. Big white buses drive up, release the people. That's what they do. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Bill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-281-3441 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-281-3441. Again, 800-281-3441.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
Okay, we're back. Agenda 21 Radio. Who cares about the border wall? I mean, think about it. Everybody does. And if you don't, there's something wrong with you. Absolutely, there's something wrong with you. I'm serious. Oh, this is the thing I like. There, people are upset that this is something like a medieval. What's the word I'm looking for? This is a medieval ploy. A wall is something that's nothing more than any. It's medieval. What's wrong with you guys? Can't we do modern things like radios and drones and video to protect our border? Well, let's see, what is the tactic that these people are using? What is the tactic that they're using? Now, we can do modern-day things as a bigger tactic than the wall. You know, we can do modern-day things, and we can just slaughter them all. Right? And that's not going to happen. And it shouldn't happen. My God, no. So what are they suggesting? Use modern-day technology. Modern-day technology would probably, well, be very devastating. Of course, the left would love that. The globalists would love that. We were war criminals, right? Yeah. So the tactic that they're using is incredibly medieval. This is not just medieval. This is historically, so far dated thousands of years, as a technique to take over another country. It's an invasion using human flesh. Incentivizing the human flesh to go and invade another country. This is as old a technique to take over a country as could possibly be. So what did people do back in the day? What does Nancy Pelosi do? She builds a wall around her house. What does the Pope do? Well, I don't know. Well, Vatican City? Surrounded by a what? Surrounded by a wall to keep the hordes out. Castles back in the day. Built moats even to keep the hordes out. And what do we have a problem with here in this country? We have the hordes not only wanting to come here. We understand that. In fact, we are that beacon that wants people to come here. Legally. So what is the tactic that's being used on us? Something very medieval and beyond. Just simply overwhelming people with humanity. Overwhelming the border with humanity. Now, in modern day terms, there's actually a term for that. In modern day thinking. In modern day thinking, to overwhelm a governmental system, like we're seeing right now with these hordes that are marching up. The caravans. They're organized as caravans, by the way. What is that system called? What is that modern day technique called? Where you organize a whole bunch of people like this and you go, oh, we're going to put pressure on this southern border of America. And we're going to overwhelm everybody. It's called the Cloward and Piven technique. Okay, I'm putting it out there just bluntly here. Again, we're going to reinforce, because now we have some other people saying this. Wow! There's actually commentators saying it. The Cloward and Piven strategy at the border. Right. This is what you do to overwhelm and destroy modern-day governments. This is just one of the a Cloward and Piven technique. Francis Fox Piven and Richard Cloward developed this technique to overwhelm governmental systems to bring them down. They were two researchers out of Columbia University. Francis Fox Piven is still alive. Richard Cloward died. They were good friends of Saul Alinsky. Shocking. Shocking. And Bill Clinton, as it turned out. Well, Bill Clinton loved Cloward and Piven. It's a totalitarian mindset. It's a totalitarian tool to overwhelm and destroy the United States of America and the border in particular. Because the globalists want to destroy the borders of all countries. They want one border just theirs that they can control. Just one worldwide border. No borders, just, well, of course, under their terms, they're going to probably, you know, do whatever they want to do to bring you to heel. They're going to have their borders for you. They're going to tell you where you can and cannot go. Absolutely. They always do that. And they're going to do the same here. I had to do a cup of coffee. Fresh pot. This is their idea. This is their notion. So build the wall. Yeah. A medieval answer to a modern day technique. Yes. Why not? And it works, by the way. You go down to San Diego where they have a wall. You go down there, Nancy Pelosi. Rather than Hawaii, right? You go down to the border at San Diego. You go down. And you tell us about that. And it's okay, right? That Cloward and Piven, she knows all about this stuff, ladies and gentlemen. She's supporting it. It's their technique to destroy this country. They want to destroy this country. That's what their gig is. Do we want to let them do that? No. What we're going to do is use a medieval response to this modern-day crisis that they created. When you have a crisis, you might as well exploit it, right? Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-273-0251 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-273-0251. Again, 800-273-0251.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gleason and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay. Man, we got a lot of stuff to cover. Lots of stuff to cover. We're going to be covering this Sing business. And you probably heard that we were down in Newman yesterday, New California, about 40 of us. Going to be a lot more apparently on Friday, because I think there's going to be a huge demonstration. Yellow Vesters to Newman on Friday for the funeral of Mr. Singh. And we're going to be making a major statement. I thought yesterday's statement went quite well. We were featured Fox News number one right up front. And that was a cool dude. That was a cool deal. I really appreciated that. And you know, it's kind of wonderful to have those kind of things happening. And really do appreciate everything that Fox News did for us. I mean, it's not that they did it on purpose, you know. It's just that these sort of things happen, and we were very, very appreciative about that. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. That's sort of the big one out there right now. Anyway, thanks for listening. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.